ABC News. I'm Tim Berg. A recovery effort is underway in Baltimore after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed Tuesday after being hit by a cargo ship. Officials say there's no sign of foul play after the ship issued a Mayday warning when it lost power. But Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is issuing a strong warning at the White House Wednesday while the investigation remains ongoing.
Any private party that is found responsible and liable will be held accountable.
This as the Port of Baltimore remains closed temporarily as shipping companies find other East Coast ports to divert to. Coast Guard Vice Admiral Peter Gaudier providing an update on the recovery effort.
The Coast Guard highest priority now is restoring the waterway for shipping, stabilizing the motor vessel dolly and removing it from the site, and coordinating a maritime casualty investigation.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is sending planes to Haiti in an effort to evacuate Floridians from the Caribbean nation following gang-related political violence that led to the resignation of the country's prime minister. The Republican governor detailing how many Americans he has returned to the Sunshine State.
We have rescued even more Floridians from Haiti, which is obviously going through a lot of difficulty. So another flight has come in. We expect more to be happening. You know, there were hundreds of people. We've gotten 90 back so far.
Shohei Ohtani's representatives are still declining to say which authorities they contacted to report the theft allegedly committed by his former interpreter. The Los Angeles Dodgers two-way player's attorney releasing a statement last week saying that Shohei was the victim of a massive theft and the matter was being turned over to the authorities. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is signing a new bill making it easier to evict squatters or people who live on a property without any financial agreement with the property or landowner. The Republican governor criticizing squatters' rights in other states.
What passes muster in New York and California is not passing muster here. You are not going to be able to commandeer somebody's private property and expect to get away with it.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will meet with NATO officials during a trip to Brussels. He's also set to meet with Ukraine's foreign minister, despite U.S. aid for the country remaining stalled in Congress. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller discussing the upcoming trip.
The secretary will then travel to Brussels, where he will participate in the NATO foreign ministers meeting, which coincides with the 75th anniversary of NATO on April 4th, and have meetings with NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Kuleba, and representatives from other allied nations.
For the time being, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been spared extradition to the United States, where he faces charges related to spying.
A court in London made the ruling Tuesday, stipulating that the U.S. government must furnish a set of assurances within 3 weeks regarding Assange's First Amendment rights, and confirming that he would not face the death penalty if tried there.
USA's Ryan Daniels with that report. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.